Brayden Brown now joined by Northern Heights boys basketball coach Lance Morris. His club actually just in action last night at the Lyon County League Tournament, where they picked up a win over Waverly 45-37. We had it for you on the radio, but coach, anybody that may have missed the game, can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah, we came out blow for blow with them. Waverly always plays hard and to the end of the game. We struggled a little getting the ball going. Went into halftime with the lead. We had the lead most of the game. Didn't have a very strong third quarter, but we didn't shoot the ball well. But lucky for us, they didn't shoot the ball well. So we were able to keep the lead most of the game and came out with a win.
Tomorrow you'll be back at it at the Lyon County League Tournament, playing at 1:30 against Madison. What do you remember about that first time against them?
We played at Madison, always a tough place to play, and for some reason, the guys, we don't shoot the ball well in that gym. I don't know if it's the atmosphere, the pressure, I'm not sure, but we did not have our best showing against Madison, and they're a good team. They've won a lot of games this year, and if you can't take any plays off, and we had too many silly turnovers and couldn't handle the pressure.
When you look at playing at White Auditorium in Emporia, obviously the opportunity to bring the kids to a college-level gymnasium, it's got to be a cool feeling. What are some of the things you just heard the guy say the last couple of games about the place?
Yeah, every kid, I'm assuming, on every team loves to get in there. It's got that college feel, being where ESU plays, and a little bigger venue than most gyms we see. It's a great atmosphere. The Lyon County League always puts on a great tournament. Van Acker always makes sure it's top-notch. It's a fun atmosphere to play in, and even more fun when you can get the win.
Northern Heights boys basketball coach Lance Morris stopping by on our Coach's Corner program. Coach, I know you're already two games deep into the tournament, but once you start seeing these teams two, maybe even some of them three times throughout the regular season, how does that affect how you coach? And when everybody knows each other, is that easier or is it harder?
It's easier to game plan, not so much easier to execute, because they know what you're going to run. You see the same guy, the same teams every year. Coaches have a pretty good game plan going into games. We got to see Hartford for the second time, and always a tough team to start out a tournament against, being ranked in the state. We had a good showing against them. We got to see Waverly for a second time. We didn't have as good a showing as we did when we played them in the regular season, but still held on to the lead and won the game. And now we get to face Madison again for a second time, and Coach McNeil always has them guys ready to play. We're going to have to handle Octavian Dean and Grimmett's shooting the ball like he usually does, pretty good this late in the season. And with their transfer student from Spain, he's really starting to come into his own. So it's going to be a tough battle for us.
4-10 record right now. As you get ready for this final stretch, what's it going to take to pick up some more wins, Coach?
It's going to take us trusting in each other, taking care of the ball, you know, the same things I've been preaching to the guys and we've been talking about it on the radio. We got to believe that we can play with these teams. They're high school kids, so some nights we're locked in, some nights we're not. And if we aren't ready to come out and play on Saturday, Madison will definitely let us know.
Coach Lance Morris of Northern Heights Wildcats, we always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tomorrow. Good luck the rest of the season, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thanks, Braden.